Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, let's get to this first confession. I'm still sort of figuratively wringing my hands about this, Figgy, Reggie.
Okay.
So, went on a walk yesterday evening. Nice
good.
Long walk.
Yeah,
got about 4 miles in. Been feeling pretty good. You know, I don't jog anymore. I used to do that all the time. My whole life, I used to love running and jogging and all that stuff. But I go for long walks, maybe a little occasional little jog for about a quarter mile, a half, you know, not a half mile, a quarter mile or a block or something. So, I stumbled into this.
Literally stumbled?
Maybe.
Do we have to be concerned?
I stumbled into this gym with some sweet floor, basketball gym, sweet floor, great hoops. Not a lot of people show up there. Went and talked to the guy that's in front of this little community center, and it's nice, like real nice.
Want to shout out the place?
Well, I don't want everybody to show up.
It's
I don't
get
want
crowded.
Everybody to show
Gatekeeping,
up.
Gatekeeping, look at you.
It's in my hood or thereabouts. And he goes, yeah, man, we got open gym 6 to 8 p.m. every night. You can just come and do whatever you want.
Now, 6 to 8 p.m., huh?
Yeah. And so here's the thing. I am not going to play basketball anymore. Those days are long gone. But I used to play basketball a lot, obviously, and all that. But my confession is, I think I'm gonna go a couple days a week.
Just to
dribble, work on my left. I always like working on my left.
That's such a basketball coach mentality.
I always go with the left.
Just do a little spider dribble.
Yep.
Do a few drills.
A little wall dribble, a little between the legs, all that stuff. I got some trepidation, man, because the game spoke to me. You know, speaking of Ronald Darby, the game spoke to me loud and clear about 15.
The game ain't in me no more.
Yep, it was not about.
Don't
15,
worry,
15,
it'll,
18
it'll
years
It'll talk
ago.
Back again when you get out there on that court. It'll be like, just run a little bit.
But how much?
Just run a little bit.
How bad would it be if I just go in twice just to do some shooting, some, you know,
not
jogging,
at all. The
dribbling.
Shooting, you'll be out.
Nah, that's perfectly fine. That's a good workout.
Oh, I remember it well. I used to love doing that.
You should
that.
Do some little two-on-two action,
no,
man.
See, that's what I'm worried about. It's my other part of my confession. I'm worried.
Just two-on-two half court.
Because the temptation just walking into that gym brought back so many memories.
All right, 1v1, three dribbles.
Warmed my heart. What'd you say?
1v1, three dribbles.
That's it,
man.
Like, I literally got a warm feeling inside walking into that gym. I was like, all right, I got to at least come in here twice a week and start shooting.
You got to play at least once.
The temptation is what's scaring me.
Get a little two-on-two action, man.
I'm gonna do that.
First to 10.
Blow an ACL, or I'm going to look like those guys you see on TV with two knee braces, a headband, a back brace. Running.
That's
like
perfect.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's all you need.
You got to do that.
I don't want to be that guy.
Come on,
Kicks Rocks
man.
Got it right. Do your stretches. Put your brace on.
I always do.
Yeah, and then you good. It can get you a nice 30 minutes.
You got to do that.
Am I going to be that guy?
Why not?
You are that guy, man.
No, I'm talking about playing. I don't mind shooting. I don't need any braces for that. But like to actually see, I think the temptation is going to get me.
Yeah,
and I'll probably end.
You
up
should
in
let
a,
it.
Probably end up in a hospital.
Oh, that's too much.
Like, I ain't saying you got to go full court.
Yeah.
But nah, just a little half court game, a little 2-on-2 action.
God, I love
you basketball. Know what that temptation is? You know what that feeling is that you're actively running away from? Feeling alive, Lopez.
Yes, I'm alive.
Don't run away from feeling alive.
I'm alive.
Somebody said, John, give me the gym name. What hood? I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna ask John off air.
Dude, it's sweet.
And we're gonna go. We're gonna go put up shots.
It's not very crowded at all.
We're gonna
is
go
it
put
a new
up
place?
Shots.
Kinda.
It's a great gym.
Okay.
Great gym.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday. I was doing nothing that relates to this. I had on two games, as I am wont to do. Mm-hmm. I had LSU Little Rock on, which was baseball.
What?
LSU versus UALR. Yeah. They like to be called Little Rock, but it's Arkansas Little Rock, what have you. Mm-hmm. And then I also had on Padres Giants. So I had baseball on. And randomly, I'm telling you, randomly out of nowhere, just this thought popped up in my mind. And I started thinking about it. And what I was thinking about was how stupid it is that sprinters get disqualified for that obviously you can get disqualified for, false starting ahead of the starter pistol.
Yeah.
I get that. You get disqualified for starting after the starter pistol, but within 1/10 of a second of the starter pistol because your reaction time
is too fast.
It would be too. But yeah. I'm like, how do I get disqualified for timing the jump? Like, I feel like that should be rewarded.
I agree with you on that.
How is that the case?
If you game the system without actually beating the clock, the gun, good for you.
Like at this one, yeah. how do people get thrown out for this?
Yeah.
And the thing that was weird is I'm thinking about this for like, I'm not gonna lie, smooth 4-5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I stopped myself and I'm like, where did that come from and why am I like again, watching baseball, watching college baseball, watching MLB, and thinking about track. So I guess my confession is, I guess I'm ready for the NCAA outdoor championships that are coming up in a couple of weeks. Cause like, I just out of nowhere started thinking I want to be mad at track right now.
Yeah. But basically they say, we're going to have to disqualify you because that's not possible. Yeah. But I just did it. I just did it.
It's like, no, you clearly jumped early, but I'm like, why are we policing the intention here? Did I get out after the starter pistol or not? And this is electronically tracked, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't like, well, it looked like, literally, bam, the pistol goes, and then you're like, ah, but you got off, 5/1000ths of a second early. Like, so?
Yes.
That's good.
Isn't that what the idea is?
That is good.
Yeah.
That is what I'm supposed to do here. Yeah. So, yeah, that made me mad for absolutely no reason, which tells you, again, I am a sports sicko.
Mm-hmm.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I got to confess, man, I'm not a fan of people that go around littering, just throwing stuff like that.
I hate it.
I can't stand it. But the one thing I can't stand more than that is people who are driving and throw stuff out the window to litter.
Sick.
That drives
me. Stay in the car.
And that drives me insane, man.
You don't got to hold on to it. You can just. Yeah.
Oh my God! I saw somebody. I was driving behind somebody, and all of a sudden, I see like McDonald's bags going all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, did they just throw that out the window in the blue?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is? So I drove on the side of them and look. Excuse my language, but it's two fat ladies just sucking on a doggone soda or whatever. I'm just like, man, y'all fat asses need to go get out the car and get that trash, man. No, I hate
Keep going, Figgy.
Dog, I hate when people do that, man.
I hate it.
Like, I hate when people litter in general.
Yeah.
But you driving and you throwing a big-ass bag full of fast food out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, that drives me nuts, man.
Yeah, look.
Like, I should not get this upset like that. You would think I was, like, a environment type of person, like, keeping the, you know, environment clean and all mm-hmm. that stuff. That's just so ignorant to me, man.
Look, I endorse everything you said and then some. It drives, like, you see stuff flying out the window, like their yes. hands throwing something out. There is nothing more infuriating
nothing?
Than that. Very few things.
Okay, there you go.
Very few things.
I was like, all right, we're going to put that to the test, Lopez. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, here's where I don't know if she's actually a Karen for doing this, because we all agree that you know, this is disgusting and idiotic when people do this. My wife goes full Karen. She has the number. She has the contact number in her cell
phone.
She
get the license plate?
What contact number?
I am going to give you the contact number.
For who?
Don't mess with Texas.
Oh, they got a snitch line?
She saved it in her phone.
There's a snitch line?
Everybody get your pens and papers
I don't know
ready.
How I feel about this, like,
dude,
in my
this is
spirit.
A good, this is a good Karen. This is a good snitch.
Then, a good snitch.
This is a good
713-572-4610.
Is there such a thing as a good snitch?
This is a... it is. Now,
see something, say something, huh?
Yes. Don't mess with Texas. Now, that's an 817 number that came up.
I don't know what that means anymore.
817-392-1234. If you see a person littering from a vehicle, you can call or you can go on the app, but you can call the TxDOT right there.
That, man, that drive me nuts. I'd never forget when mm-hmm. I was a kid, I was in the back seat. I tried to throw something out the window. Man, my mama stopped that car so fast and made me get out the car to go pick it up. Like, don't you ever do that again.
Mm-hmm.
I just hate, man, see some grown ass people doing that. Man, so in that. I should not be ticked off like this.
Hey, I'm glad you brought this
that
up.
That ticked me off so much, man.
We're doing a public service. All right, so I just Googled something that Reggie said. Figgy, I know you heard it. I heard it. What the heck does on that tip mean?
Are you asking me?
You said it.
Yeah. I thought I was tripping for a minute.
Yeah.
I let it go, though, man.
What was he talking about?
I forget. It was at the beginning of the segment. Mm-hmm. I want to say, was it what's popping? The beginning of what's
maybe, but he said someone was on that tip, and I went.
No, I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was just kind of like on that what?
On that what?
And Reggie was like,
oh, that was talking about how it felt like. For some reason, I just felt like it was a different day.
Yeah.
And so if you were on that same time, I guess, or what have you. I don't know. Sometimes I be saying stuff. I can't be held accountable for everything.
Yeah,
I say.
A couple people on the text line, like, I heard it too, Figgy.
I heard it too, Figgy. I saw that.
I'm like, all right, I ain't tripping.
What, you want me to be held accountable for everything?
Well, I wanted to know what it means. I didn't know what it means.
That's I mean, you got it in context, right?
Yeah, I guess.
That's all that matters.
Hey, people are loving the snitch line number. That's a good snitch. They're all in on it with it.
I'm just surprised. Because what are they going to do with the snitch line?
Like, I wonder if they send them like a notice. Maybe they ticket them. I don't know.
Somebody said, Reggie, don't mess with Texas. I don't. I don't mess with Texas. Yeah. I just didn't know that we could call somebody. Like, I didn't know who was the don't mess with Texas police. Is it the regular police? Is there a separate police force that come out here mm-hmm. and hit you on your hand mm-hmm. for throwing things out the window? Like, I just don't. There's a lot more questions that are raised by the snitch line than I had realized was there. Like, I just did not understand.
Do they really take the littering serious, though, on the snitch line? Or is it for like real crime, more crime?
It sounds like they take it. It's a littering phone line.
Oh, okay.
It's for litterers.
But I'm like, what is on the other side?
Have anybody ever got a ticket for littering? Like, do you know?
I'm pretty sure they do. I don't know how often it happens.
Like, I'm wondering. I never knew anybody personally that got a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
Oh, no. People have been ticketed for littering. I've heard. Because I never known
nobody personally.
I was talking to an officer. It wasn't Captain Scott. It was another officer that I know. He said that there was some littering and people throwing some stuff on a parking lot or something. And he actually made them go back. He didn't ticket them. Or maybe he did. I don't know. But he made them go back, pick it all up, and take it to the trash can.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I love that. All right. So there's a couple of people responding, and we always love when you do that. 713-572-4610. And also on the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live streams. Frank Z on the YouTube page says you send them the general location, plate number, and description, and DPS will send them a notice. And then someone else said that, and of course,
says they're going to mail a ticket.
They'll mail a ticket. That's from the 713. And I want you to understand, again, I'm kind of down for this. Like, I kind of like the idea
too.
There's some level of consequence. The question that I have, because my brain works this way, mm-hmm. So how do they substantiate this? Because could this then become a weapon of mass, or maybe not mass, a weapon of revenge where you're just like, oh, word? Okay.
Yeah. He cut me off, so I'm about to snitch on them now.
Right. They might just be like, you know, they say, hey, we have a report with your license plate of littering on this date, you know, on this road. And if they say, no, I didn't, there's probably nothing you can do. But if they said, well, you know, start giving excuses, then they get them.
I'm going to look into this more. Mm-hmm. I am now very, very intrigued. Somebody says snitches get stitched. And I love this because I could tell this person listens from 346.
Hey, yo, Fig. What type of ladies was it, Fig? What type of ladies was in the car, Fig? What you say, Chuck? Yeah. That's a good listener.
That is hilarious. All right. Those are our Lunch Talk Confessions in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, with the new updates that we're getting from various spaces, including Kelly Eco, which potential Rockets acquisition are you hitching your wagon to? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring Podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring Podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.